there are refugee camps for Palestinians in areas surrounding Israel. Because, ladies and gentlemen, the Palestinians were not welcomed in their neighboring Arab countries. There was no Arab solidarity. The refugees were forced into camps and slums where many of their descendants still linger today.
So you can see, with just that brief introduction, there was no room in the Arab inn for their own compatriots. And the Arabs refused to allow room for Israel, for Jews in Israel. No room in the inn, friends. Just as it was when Christ was born, so it is just before his second coming. I urge you to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, stand, having your loins girt about with truth. Thanks for joining us. God bless and be a blessing.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing in the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of my good friend Constance Cumby, who, oh, some 30 years ago, helped fill in the dots for me. I knew there was a conspiracy out there, and it was the communists. Well, it wasn't the communists. It was the great tax-exempt foundations. Well, it wasn't the tax-exempt foundations. It was the Council on Foreign Relations. But there was something wrong. There was something missing. It didn't make sense. Why would rational people do so many irrational things, start wars and revolutions and kill hundreds of millions of people and support the communists and build up the communists and build up Adolf Hitler and do all the things that have gone on? And then I heard Constance Cumby speak and describe the story of the New Age, a talk on the hidden dangers of the rainbow. I read her book, and suddenly it was so clear. There was a conspiracy, but it was an occult conspiracy, a conspiracy against God. And there really are occult organizations all across the world, in every community, and many of them in key positions today. And many of our leaders, of course, are involved in the occult, whether it be a J.P. Morgan who was involved in astrology, or Andrew Carnegie involved in spiritualism, or certainly Henry Ford, Theosophy and Spiritualism, and the Rockefeller family involved in the occult, and the Rothschild family involved in the occult. And people want to tell you this is a Jewish conspiracy, but what do you do with all the conservative leaders who are Jewish? I mean, how can they be part of a conspiracy? And they're not. Everything has been done to convince us it's a Jewish conspiracy, or a Catholic conspiracy, or a Jewish or a Jesuit conspiracy, or the Vatican's behind everything going on. And there's a little element of truth. There are some Jesuits involved. There's certainly an element within the Vatican that's involved, but there's an element within the CIA that's involved. And, well, the person who can put it all together better than anybody I know is our guest tonight, Constance Cumby. Hi, Constance. How are you doing?
Good evening, Dr. Stan, and I'm doing fine. Thank you.
Well, this afternoon we were talking. You were talking about Corrine McLaughlin and Gordon Davidson. And for the people out there in the audience, probably they don't even know who they are. But back in about 1985, you introduced me to a book that was written by Corrine McLaughlin and Gordon Davidson, titled Spiritual Politics. And, of course, maybe it was 1990, somewhere in there. But, of course, this was the one that began to help us connect the dots. And, of course, they're coming from the other point of view. So you pick up the story because they've written a new book.
Well, they have a new book called The Practical Visionary. And The Practical Visionary picks up where Spiritual Politics left off, and it tells about each and every person how they could and should get in on their occult worldview and their and the plan, and how they're probably going to be left behind in the New World Order if they do not. And the book is replete with Alice Ann Bailey, the founder of Lucis Press, Lucifer Publishing Company. It is replete even with Maitreya the Christ, the subject of those 1982 newspaper ads saying the Christ is now here. It is complete with everything, the revolution, the religious shift, you name it, it's in that book. And it is being marketed all through the country by the Unity School of Christianity and about every other occult network you can think of.
And, of course, these people know what's going on, and they're writing this not for people like you and I, because they don't want us to know what's going on, but they're writing it for the insiders, this vast conspiracy of people who are simply worship a different god. I mean, they believe that there are two gods, and then there's the bad god we worship, but the really important god is Lucifer, and he'll give you power. And he'll give you wealth, and he'll give you prominence. But, of course, there's a terrible, terrible price. We'll be back in just a moment. Constance, go right ahead.
What is so disturbing about this, Dr. Stan, is this one is being written as an instructional manual, among other things, for all members of Unity School of Christianity. It's supposed to be used to instruct them. And Unity's tried to maintain the fiction that they're Christian, and then they indoctrinate people by degrees. Now, they had spiritual growth classes, and when I went and watched Benjamin Krem speak about a new Christ he openly admitted was not Jesus back in 1982, who by definition could only be Antichrist, there were people in the audience I was acquainted with and spoke to and said, why are you here tonight? And one, an independent film producer, very talented folk, fellow in Detroit, said, because, Connie, he said, I've joined Unity. We were required at Unity to take spiritual growth classes. The class I took was A Course in Miracles, and it was a class requirement that we be here. Well, now Unity is evidently expanding this to all of their classes, but they tried to make some kind of distinction, and during the late 80s, after we came out with The Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow, they tried to downplay this, even hide it. We were in their store once in Unity Village, Missouri, and somebody asked, where are the Alice Bailey books? And I was in the store. They would have died if they'd known I was right there. They said, because Constance Cumby misrepresented the fact that we have these books here, and so we shipped them down to one of our Texas churches. Well, now they're letting it all hang out. And what this book is doing is introducing them to the Alice Bailey curriculum, to the David Spangler curriculum, to the worst of the worst of the New Age agenda. And it is being done, and Unity is no longer trying to hide it. They think it is imperative that all their people subscribe to this agenda immediately, and this agenda is openly Luciferian.
And, you know, it's so difficult for rational people to believe that people would really worship Lucifer. I mean, who in their right mind would worship Lucifer? Nobody in their right mind would. But, of course, once you are swept into this thing, it becomes all-consuming, and these people just have an entirely different worldview.
Exactly, and that's the whole key to the thing. It's get you out of your right mind. And so, basically, she urges that everybody adopt a meditational technique immediately and spend maybe an hour or so every day on the meditational technique to open themselves up to the rest of us, and then learn about the seven rays and the chakras and the coming New World Order and the New World Religion and the New Age Christ. And this book is to prepare them rapidly.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Constance is simply saying that Unity, which is a religion, and it's a nationwide organization, and of course, they basically, as so many of these others, were quite open, in fact, what this is all about. This is about the worship of Lucifer. Now, they're not going to start that, they're not going to tell you that when you first go there, but as time goes by, you gradually begin to understand that, just as the average Mason has no idea what Masonry is really all about, and it's only when you've pondered and studied why you eventually come to the realization that this is a Gnostic religion, and that there really is another God out there that you can tap into, and that there's great power there, and there really is power. There's supernatural power. You can get almost anything you want to, but, of course, at a terrible price. But you go right ahead. We're talking about this book, Practical Visionary, written by Corrine McLaughlin and Gordon Davidson. It's simply a textbook on what this is all about. And they're indoctrinating literally millions of people in America and throughout the world in preparation for the coming of the new world leader. Well, do they give you any idea what's going to be happening in the future, Constance?
Oh, well, I think the book lays it out. It even lays out the fact that there is to be a religious war, and they're pointing with some satisfaction to what's going on with the Muslims. And then saying that, you know, that we have the same potential with Christian fundamentalists to have this. And basically it is unapologetically trying to sweep people into a new world religion.
And I think it's so vitally important that to understand the people who wrote this, Corrine McLaughlin and Gordon Davidson, are intimately associated with the Lucifer Trust, used to be the Lucifer Publishing House. But just shortly after Barack Obama was elected president, they wrote an essay, and you got it up on the Internet, or I quoted it in one of my newsletters, saying that basically, of course, people throughout the world had been praying for years that Barack Obama would become the President of the United States. He was their choice, and they knew it years before he was elected.
Dr. Stan, their book is dedicated to M, which is shorthand for, it could either be Mariah or Maitreya in their New Age shorthand. DK, which is Dwalkol, the demon that L.S. Bailey claimed to have channeled her writings through. And R, which is Roskicki, I believe, which is another occult, said, and the new group of world servers. They're not trying to hide it. And they have the foreword by Hazel Henderson, another bubblegum card New Ager, who has been around as long as I've been looking at it. And they have these keys, and this is what the Unity people now are, and everybody else that buys this book is being indoctrinated into. Key number one, shift from what is dying to what is being born. Discover the new world of practical visionaries. And then they talk about the cosmic tipping point and which path will we take, and the planetary initiation. That's planet-wide, basically, worship of the beast. This is like the Bible inside out, every last thing the Bible said look for. These folks say, we are going to do, and you are going to like it.
I was just looking on the Internet as you were speaking there. Of course, the Lucius Trust, the Luciferian organization, one of their fronts, the New Group of World Service. I just went up on my Internet server and typed in New Group World Service. Gates Foundation, Bill Gates Foundation, of course, supposedly one of the richest men in the world, and simply says, the Gates Foundation is mentioned as a financial supporter of the Lucius subgroup, the Lucius Trust. So if the new group of world services receives a good deal of money from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, according to this. I wonder why Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation is funding the new group of world servers, which, of course,
is that's very interesting, because I'd heard that I had been told by a friend that Melinda Gates was taking her children to an evangelical Christian church. I was told this back in 2006 in the Seattle area. I don't know if it's true or not. But the book has, you know, my book is called The Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow. Well, here in Corrine McLaughlin's book, and she's been doing her work as long as I've been doing mine, building the rainbow bridge to your soul. And so a key technique for strengthening your connection to your soul, and they define soul as Lucifer, oversoul, and helping transform negative subconscious tendencies to consciously build the, quote, rainbow bridge, unquote, or Antahkarana, as it's called in Eastern teachings, between your personality and soul is through meditation. And then they tell them to use a process of visualization to build a line of rainbow light. And this is why I called my book The Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow. I knew the New Agers were using this rainbow as a meditational technique to align themselves not with God, but with Lucifer.
And it's so difficult for people to understand. There really are millions of people throughout the world who worship Lucifer today, and they certainly benefit from it. And we find so many of the most wealthy people in the world are deeply involved with this sort of thing, or have been involved in the past, as we mentioned earlier. And, of course, if you read the book Spiritual Politics, which was Corrine McLaughlin's earlier book, she and Gordon Davidson, and they simply go down through Henry Ford, J.P. Morgan, Andrew Carnegie. I mean, what a... This book really helped me to understand where Colonel House was coming from. I knew he had mystical power. He could actually project his ideas into other people's minds, but I never understood until I read Corrine McLaughlin and Gordon Davidson and then some other writers by Foster Bailey, who was Alice Bailey's husband, that Colonel House did have supernatural powers. He was closely aligned with the world occult movement. Of course, his major goal, a one world government, and he was instrumental in prolonging World War I, so there'd be as many people killed as possible, hoping that out of that would come the demand for the League of Nations and the world government.
This is very sad, Dr. Stan, because this is about their souls. And these folks actually have come to believe that Lucifer is their friend. And what I want to convince them, what I'm begging them to understand, Corrine McLaughlin, Gordon Davidson, and the rest, Lucifer is not our friend. Lucifer intends nothing good for us whatsoever. Lucifer just wants to steal as many souls from God as possible, and he wants some company to join him in the lake of fire, and we don't have to go there.
I mean, you stop and you think about the Holocaust. I mean, how can you basically justify it? How can you explain that this sort of thing could happen in modern times? In fact, I know you've interviewed John Loftus, and I asked him today, as we pre-recording a program, I said, John, how many Jews do you think were killed? I mean, were there really 6 million Jews killed? And he said, there are a lot more than that. Now, here's a man who had access to all the secret archives that have never been released. He says he figures that number was probably closer to 9 million Jews that were slaughtered. And of course,
probably
most of them
were
slaughtered in Germany. They were slaughtered in Eastern Europe and Bielorussia. They probably killed 2 million in Bielorussia alone. I mean, the country had 10 million people before the Nazis came and 7 million after the Nazis left. And, of course, the men who supervised the murder, they were actually Bielorussians taken into the Gestapo and the SS, and they were allowed to come to America and live out their lives in New Jersey, the little enclave there, brought in by the American State Department. These mass murderers, well rewarded for their activities. And you have to ask, why would they do that? Well, the State Department was under the control of the Council on Foreign Relations at that time. And, of course, one of the founders of the Council on Foreign Relations was a man named Edward Mandel House. But you go right ahead, Constance.
Okay. Well, this is 7 years ago, Gordon Davidson, who's Corrine's husband, gave a talk at Sendhorn 7.5 years ago almost, June 12th of 2003. And they had these conclaves where they get together. And he explained that what they were all about was the ashram of synthesis. And he said, what were the immediate objectives of their ashram of synthesis? And it said all of the ashram's multiple objectives are oriented towards the single goal of creating the conditions within which the Christ can reappear. And then at first the thing he said, and Dr. Stan, you know how much ridicule I took from people in the Christian community telling other Christians to go back to sleep. None of this was happening, that the New Agers were not politically networked in any way. Gordon Davidson is the man who drew up the Valdez principles that corporations were forced to subscribe to and put environmentalists, which really meant New Agers, on their board that had access to corporate business records, sensitive plans, so on and so forth. Well, their goal was, he said, that to prepare the world for their New Age Christ was the formation and development of a unity of religions in preparation for the new world religion. I'm not even, this is not Alice Bailey even, I'm quoting Gordon Davidson, who is active right now, who is all over the place, who was one of Maurice Strong and Jimmy Carter's partnerships in the Earth and the Earth Council. This is right now, and these folks are politically active right now. And Unity has decided that the time has come to push it. Evidently, they think the last 7 years were very successful for preparation, and now the ground is groundwork is laid, and they're ready to put this out there and try to rapidly marginalize the rest of us. And that was another goal that they had. He said the destruction and clearing away of old forms to create space for new forms to manifest. That's New Age speak for getting rid of Christianity, of getting rid of monotheistic religion, and it says destruction. That's not even polite language.
Oh, because I was just in my latest newsletter, I simply quote from Alice Bailey talking about the conservatives who object to this progress and how they're going to have to be visited by death. Those are her words. I mean, they're going to have to be killed. We know that Barbara Marx Hubbard talked about the necessity of killing a quarter of the world's population, those who will not evolve to a higher state of consciousness. And she then goes on to say, but that is not your job, my dear. That is ours, for we are the riders of the pale horse, referring to Revelation 6:8. We actually have pages from her original manuscript to make available to Radio Liberty. You have to understand, these people intend to kill off a significant part of the world's population. They're not suddenly imaginary, and they're in the process of planning on how to do it today. We'll be back in just a moment with Constance Cumbie. Go right ahead, Constance.
That's interesting, Dr. Stan. You mentioned Barbara Marx Hubbard. Barbara Marx Hubbard and Corrine McLaughlin worked together very closely. In fact, they were both recent guests on Vision.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mined supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
In these times of falling values, high unemployment, loss of income, and with hyperinflation on its way, we have created a one-ounce silver coin with a cross and the words of John 3:16 on one side and the American Eagle on the other. These coins are mural finished, 0.999 silver. Each of these beautiful coins will always have an earthly store of value, plus the cross with John 3:16 as an eternal value. Go to www.john316coin.com and call 1-877-316-COIN while supplies last. Order these beautiful 1-ounce John 3:16 American Eagle coins today by going to john316coin.com and calling 1-877-316-COIN.
David Spangler, you actually advocated a Luciferian initiation. They read a book. She read a book about Findhorn. Constance read it. She recognized, of course, that this was a demonic setter over there in Scotland. Corinne read it, and I'm sure she was impressed by the wonderful stories, how they can grow squash, and, you know, 100-pound squash, things of that sort, and how this mystical force is over in Findhorn and having this tremendous influence. And Corinne certainly was drawn into this. Coming from a Christian point of view, she was drawn into this occult movement because there is power there, and you can tap into that power. But unfortunately, I don't think she really realized the implications of what she's into. I hope and pray she doesn't, and whether there's any hope of her ever coming out of it. But we're talking about literally millions of people in America being drawn into the New Age, into the occult, into yoga exercises, into certainly the myriad of the spiritual side of environmentalism. Environmentalism is one thing, but when you get into the spiritual side of environmentalism and begin communicating and meditating with this other force, this is where you get into problems. You go ahead.
And I have a very dear friend who was probably reading the same books about the same time. For all I know, she might have been in the same community Corinne McLaughlin was in, but she came out from under the New Age movement. And she came to my office to consult me on a medical malpractice case. I referred her to an attorney who was competent to handle it. But when she came to the office, I said to her, I said, I have to talk to you. Have you ever heard of the New Age movement? And she said, why, yes. She said, I'm in it. And if she didn't whip David Spangler's book, the Reflections on the Christ, right out of her purse. And I looked at her, and I was horror-stricken. I said, Carol, that's not her real name. I said, Carol, I said, let me show you what's in that book. And I took her to the pages that talked about the Luciferic initiation. And then I showed her parallel passages in the Bible warning about these things. And she called me back a couple of weeks later, and she said, girl, she said, you really drove me back to the Bible. She said, my father was a Baptist minister. And later on, she said to me, she said, Connie, she said, I've read that book. I saw those things. I read everything you saw, but I was so busy traipsing around the edges of the cosmos with David Spangler, I didn't see it for what it really was. Thank you for calling it to my attention. And she did come out from under it. And that's what you need to do. These people are caught up in mysticism. They think they're out there floating around the edges, that they've tapped into something supernatural, very great. They haven't seen God, so they've got no real basis for comparison. And if you haven't seen the sunlight, a flashlight can look mighty impressive. When Satan appears to you, he appears as an angel of light. And indeed, Corinne McLaughlin, in her new book, does describe seeing all this presence of light and having this extreme, profound, mystical experience. And she doesn't realize that that was a moment of possession, not of divine touching her on the shoulder.
Well, it's really a tragic situation as this movement grows, but of course this is influencing American policy, and these people are planted at the highest levels of our government. And of course this is why the basis of this whole conspiracy against God. I mean, do people ever wonder why these people are so concerned that they there might be a cross if somebody could see it on public land? Does anybody ever question why they took God in prayer out of our schools when it was there for 150 years and we were a great and prosperous Christian nation, and now, of course, we're slipping into oblivion, a bankrupt nation, both morally and financially. And it's really because there's a conspiracy against God, and it was organized. They placed their people under the Supreme Court, or the Masonic movement controlled the Supreme Court from 1941 to 1971. They've taken their people off there, but they put other people on to continue these programs. And they're all intent upon destroying the Christian foundation of this nation and moving us towards being an occult nation and, of course, leading us. We are to lead the world into this one world government, because that has always been the goal of Satan, to bring about a one world government where he will rule the world and replace God. And, of course, is it going to accomplish that? Well, no, eventually he's going to lose out, but I think we're in for some very difficult times between now and then. What are your thoughts, Connie?
Well, yes, they're obviously pushing now because they think that the time is right, and probably their boss thing knows his time is short, and so he wants to claim as many souls as he can for his upside-down kingdom. And these folks are into it, but Gordon Davidson is out there openly teaching that the great people of our time, Marian Foster Bailey, Helena Petrovna Blavatsky, in fact, he says the shoulders they stand on, Helena Petrovna Blavatsky.
Hold that thought. Dr. Stan, at one time I do believe that God did bless America, but those days are long since gone. And of course, Constance is talking about, of course, Gordon Davidson out there. But go right ahead with your discussion, Connie.
Yes, I'm just saying who they said they were standing on the shoulders of, who their thought leaders were. And Helena Blavatsky, the founder of the Theosophical Society. Lucifer was what they named their first magazine. Annie Besant, she was the proponent of Krishnamurti as the New Age Christ, who was supposed to replace Jesus. And when he didn't take it, now they're Maitreya, whoever it is supposed to be the successor to him. Nicholas Roerich, it was his influence that led to the symbolism that we have on our current money, Novus Ordo Seclorum. Helena Roerich, Nicholas Roerich's wife, and Alice Ann Bailey. And these are the names of the worst of the worst. And what's so scary, too, is the level that these folks have worked with, that as open as they are on this thing, and as much as people, and even in the Clinton administration, tried to claim that this wasn't going on. I've read some quotes from Hillary Clinton once ridiculing those who thought that people connected with the World Federalist Society were into Luciferic theories. They were, very openly, Donald Keyes for one and Norman Cousins for another. And probably the others as well, but those two I can speak positively about. But here she's talking about what her experiences were. She was with President Clinton's Council on Sustainable Development, and she was doing the coordination for this.
You're talking about Corinne McLaughlin now.
Corinne McLaughlin,
right,
Gordon Davidson's wife,
right.
And she was with the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. They used her Center for Visionary Leadership, which is purely an Alice Bailey, a new group of world servers group, and they were studying what it would take to get people off drugs, prevent violence, and develop self-sufficiency in public housing. Well, of course, it was to brainwash them in the New Age things. And they wrote a guidebook for HUD based on their research called The Spirit of Success, a guidebook to press best practices, which she brags became the most popular.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly Dr. Constance is talking about certainly the influence of Corinne McLaughlin, who held a number of very high positions in the Clinton administration. Now, remember, of course, it was Hillary Clinton who brought Jean Houston into the White House to conjure up the spirits of Mahatma Gandhi and Eleanor Roosevelt. Why wasn't that ever brought out when Hillary Clinton was running for the president? I mean, it's very obvious it happened. She didn't deny that it happened. She just said, oh, well, Sidney, I've even forgotten what her excuse was for trying to conjure up the spirits in the White House. This is Hillary Clinton. But Sidney, they have Corrine McLaughlin in key positions in the Clinton administration. And, of course, I'm sure we have comparable people in every administration. I know Barbara Marks Hubbard, who is deeply involved in the cult, was a government consultant. She worked with special forces and other government agencies. So we have these people at the highest levels of government today. And as I quoted, and you can find this quotation on the internet, where Corrine McLaughlin, after the election of Barack Obama, commented, and I mentioned this earlier, but it's worth repeating, that millions of people throughout the world had been praying for years for the election of Barack Obama. Is it possible that there is a plan and is being carried out very carefully today? Well, before we go on, I do want you to get your website out. I want you to tell people how they can listen to your radio program, because, of course, your program is at the same time my radio program is, and we alternate days there on the radio network that you're on.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Thank you, Dr. Stan. My radio program is on Tuesday and Thursday, 4 o'clock Pacific time, 7 o'clock Eastern time on the micro, worldwideweb.themicroeffect.com. And I think there's a way, if you don't have access to the computer, that you can access it on telephone, and there are also independent stations that are picking it up around the country. So, and I know there's satellite stations that carry it also, but I couldn't tell you which ones. But anyway, we're on. If you have a good speaker for your computer, Tuesday through and Thursday, and as you know, we're usually probably anywhere between number 10 and number 4 in the country on the rankings on those days. And I have a blog spot. It's worldwideweb.cumbey.blogspot.com. But if that's too much to remember, just type in C-U-M-B-E-Y on the computer on your Google search engine or whichever one you're using, and chances are the first thing that will come up is my blog spot. And just click on that and you'll be in there. And then there are all kinds of resources I have on there that people can access for more information on this. And there's a very lively forum where people trade information and sometimes trade insults. Sometimes it gets pretty lively in there. Sometimes it gets a little nasty, but it never gets boring.
Okay, fine. And certainly I can recommend Constance's program. Certainly it's very well thought of and listened to all across the world by the miracle of Internet. And then, of course, it is on satellite, and that certainly the same satellite that we are actually on, a different channel, but the same satellite that Radio Liberty is on. So if you have a satellite receiver that can hear Radio Liberty, well, you have a satellite receiver that can hear Constance Cumbey on the micro effect. Okay, go ahead, Constance.
Okay. Well, we were talking about the influence that this group was having, and we were talking about Hillary Clinton, and this is what is so interesting. All revolutions eat their children. And this group, the whole bunch, suddenly turned on Hillary Clinton very, very viciously and didn't support her, and they backed Barack Obama for president. And in Jean Houston, who Hillary had used as a personal guru, Marianne Williamson, and basically the New Age bunch abandoned Hillary Clinton. So I'm hoping that maybe Hillary Clinton might wake up and smell the coffee herself. And maybe she should start looking into why all of her false friends abandoned her for something else. And what was it that made them jump ship on her? But at any rate, yes, they had plenty of influence in that administration. I suspect they're having even more in this one, and their true goal is global governance. There's an Earth Council, and I was really astounded to see that the founding members included, with Maurice Strong, included Gordon Davidson and President Jimmy Carter. And he is in this thing much thicker, and he poses as a born-again Christian. Now, years ago, when I spoke out in the West Coast, Gary Randall's church, Gary Randall asked me about Ruth Carter Stapleton, Jimmy Carter's sister, and said that they had had her speak, but then they had been quite horrified to learn that she was leaving their place to go speak at the Unity and Diversity Conference in in Los Angeles. That's the one, I believe, in 1979, when Benjamin Krem was brought to the United States by Leland Stewart's group, the Unity and Diversity Council, at a large Los Angeles conference. In fact, that's where Corinne McLaughlin said she was originally inspired to start looking into more of this thing. And it looks like, and of course, the mother had gone to India as part of the Peace Corps, which looked very noble. But it's looking to me like the Carter family was very much into the occult. From Ruth Carter Stapleton, at least, was tight with the Unity and Diversity Council, but she was using her status as the president's sister to work particularly charismatic churches and take them into inner healing, where she was basically leading them through hypnotic procedures, which was, what was it doing to them? It was putting them into the altered state where black becomes white, up becomes down, and basically it erases discernment.
Well, I think that it's going on today, and people must understand there's a massive spirits of blindness out there, and people are being drawn into this without understanding the implications. And there are really these powerful spirits of forces. Now, what is the basis of American foreign policy today? Why, it's to bring about a one-world government. Why do we have troop stations in Germany and Japan 65 years after the Second World War ended, and Korea after the 55 years after the Korean War ended? Well, very simply, because, of course, we occupy those countries. We control them. We have troops in 113 nations, 720 foreign bases. It's all about controlling nations so we can bring about the world government. But we can't tell the American people what's going on, because most Americans don't want to rule the world. They just want simply to live their lives and let other people live their lives. But the people who control both political parties, the globalists, have a different agenda. And it's a one world order, a one world religion, and eventually installing the one world ruler. Now, whether most of the people understand the other implications, maybe they just think that it's going to end with the world government and improving the living standards for everyone. But it's going to bring hell on earth, and there's going to be mass of murder and carnage before this is over. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have a question or comment for Constance Cumby, but go right ahead, Constance.
Yes, Dr. Stan. Where they are taking this, people might ask, what is this planetary initiation that Corinne McLaughlin, David Spangler, and so many other New Agers have written about? And what they're talking about, there's going to be a planetary initiation, and that everybody has to see it. And this is one of their themes. We all have to get on the same page that the world is going to suffer unless we all have the same thoughts. They're saying our thoughts affect reality. Our thoughts ultimately cause reality. So unless we're all on the same page, the world's not going to make progress. And so what they're saying, and one, this is a direct quote from her new book, she said, heaven is being brought down to earth, and the sacredness of the earth itself is being revealed. Well, this is their old Gaia, goddess Gaia theories, and it's becoming increasingly apparent to me that most likely the image of the beast is not going to be a statue of some fellow that calls himself the new Christ. Probably the image of the beast that we are all going to have to worship will probably be a gigantic image of the earth is seen from outer space. In fact, the New Agers, Barbara Marx Hubbard, Edgar Mitchell, so many others, have been saying for years that now they have their image. And where they're taking this thing is earth worship. Earth worship, sun worship, worship everything but the good Lord who created it. And they're rapidly swinging us into step on this, or as they said, swinging the masses into step.
And, of course, most of the major networks certainly out there, they're anti-Christian in their direction. They're doing everything they can to undermine Christianity because, of course, they want to replace Christianity with the other face, the worship of the other god, or the environment. We worship the earth. We worship the environment. We worship Gaia, of course, Mother Earth. And there's so many people taken into this, and it's so easy to, because perhaps they've had a bad experience, in a Christian church. But, of course, they try to substitute a church for a personal relationship with our Lord. The answer is not in a church. The answer is in your reading the Bible, knowing the Word of God, and certainly it's wonderful if you can find a church that really does worship Him. But, unfortunately, so many churches are more social structures today than really dedicated to embracing the beliefs of the Bible. So many of our churches today are even into environmentalism. And, of course, we want to protect the earth. Well, there's nothing wrong with protecting the earth. They stress all the danger of all the poisons and the environmental toxins, and this is really very real. But the
Dr.
problem...
Dr. Stan?
Yeah?
Would you like to know how Corrine McLaughlin said people can get started in this?
How can they get started?
She said, how do you begin your exploration of the new world and the culture around you? She said, you might begin, for example, by calling a healthcare practitioner, such as a chiropractor, osteopath, acupuncturist, or homeopath, about a particular health concern you have. From there, you might discover a whole new world of mind-body practices, such as yoga and biofeedback. The practitioner's office might have an environment with Zen-like calming music, water flowing softly in a fountain, fragrant candles, and inspirational art. In this holistic office, you can learn about how your mind affects your body and vice versa. And you may be introduced to a healthier diet, herbs, organic foods, and energy medicine. New friends you meet there may tell you about a nearby health food market and an independent bookstore where you can find books and magazines about many New World ideas. New World is her shorthand now for New Age. People are on to New Age, so she's using a new capital N, capital W, New World. Around the corner, you might find a community center with information on electronic barter networks and local currencies, and that's to prepare people for the new cashless economy that the New Agers are talking about, implementing the one that's the direct fulfillment of Revelation chapter 13, that he causes all rich and poor, great and small, to receive that mark. And then she said, when you start exploring this new world, you suddenly notice other things in front of you that you somehow missed before. As you walk down the street, you may suddenly notice a new green office building with an environmentally sustainable design, sleek solar panels, recycled rainwater, and edible plants growing on the roof. And that is very accurate. That's how many, many people get into this thing, and people need to know that is a huge hidden danger of the New Age rainbow.
And, of course, the thing is, there's nothing wrong with health foods. There's nothing wrong with certainly avoiding many of the toxins out there.
Exactly.
There's nothing wrong with chiropractors unless they're trying to get you into this new spirituality. But, unfortunately, what you're describing is a trap, and it's so easy to get into this and, of course, get misled. And they have to use truth. If they didn't, they wouldn't lure anybody in.
People need to know that these are often used as recruiting centers for this thing.
And absolutely. And so let's go to Ray calling from Santa Cruz. Hi, Ray. How are we doing?
Oh, pretty good.
Do you have a question for our guest?
Yeah, I do. I was privileged to work at Hewlett Packard for 15 years in capacity as a technician. This is back in before 1992. I managed to get fired after 15 years. But anyway, that's a long story. But
well, do you have a question for Carla?
Carla Fiorina.
What?
My question is Carla Fiorina wrapped up in this Lucius Trust? There's something about her that doesn't...
And what is her name?
Carla Fiorina.
Tell the truth, I have no idea.
Yeah, no idea.
I don't know if she is or isn't.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay, Ray, we can't help you there, but maybe thanks very much for calling. Let's go to Gary in Arkansas. Gary, do you have a question for our guest?
Yes, Dr. Cumby. I was wondering, is that book, Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow, is that an older book?
Released in 1983, and what's scary about it is that book's more current now than when I wrote it. If you can't find a copy of it, there's used copies floating around, and I'm under pressure to let it be reprinted. But if you can't find it, go over to my blog spot, or just type it in "Hidden Dangers on the Rainbow" of the Rainbow on the Internet, and it'll take you to Amazon and some places. But if you go over to my blog spot and click on presentations for downloading. I do have a PDF version that you can pull down for free.
And Gary, you call our 800 number. We have a few copies still. So that's 1-800-544-8927. It's a very important book. It's one of the five most important books in my library. Okay?
Well, I was asking because I was thinking that my father had that book years ago, and of course I was raised in the church, grew up in the church, and that was something that in the church years ago, and this would have been back in the mid to late 80s.
Yeah, that's right. That's about 82.
That's the book. Right. Take it out of your father's library and read it, but that book is more current now than when I read it, when I wrote it. In fact, it's still... Kareen McLaughlin writes about the characters inspiring her. It's the same characters I wrote about back then. They're just older now, longer in the tooth, and kind of angry that they were kind of delayed for a while by negative publicity about their, quote, bright shining movement, unquote.
Okay, Gary, go ahead. Do you have a question?
Well, there's another little e-book that I had found a couple of 3 years ago that reminded me of your book. Because it had been so many years, but have you ever heard of Tamara Hartzell? She wrote this e-book, and it's like, Are You Being Led Away with the Error of the Wicked to the New Age Ark of Oneness? But it parallels what you wrote. It really does. It's very biblical, and it's just a wonderful book, and I guess it's like available for free.
Okay.
And
that's very encouraging. That's very encouraging to me. I'm glad, happy to hear that.
And I remembered that there was a book that my father had years back that was exactly like this.
Okay, well, it is available through Radio Liberty, and God bless him. Thanks.
I'll hunt it down. Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Okay, thank you.
But let's go to Ruby calling from Live Oak. Ruby, do you have a quick question?
No, I just wanted to say that there is hope, because several years ago when I was really going through really, really down time, emotionally, I met somebody. She was so sweet and so nice, and she told me about this people who would pray with me and everything, and turned out to be it was Unity people, and told me to start getting this little booklet called Daily Word, and I got it for a few years, and I thought, oh, this is nice. I liked the poetry and everything. It was very pretty, James Dillett Freeman, and it was very nice and everything, but I just kept wondering, why do they talk about spirit and the Christ spirit, and why is it in this Daily Word thing, why do they never, never, never talk about Good Friday as the day that it was? They never talk about that. And I finally called them and said, you guys talk about Christ, but you don't really talk about Jesus as, you know, in the Bible. And I said, why?
What did they say?
They didn't have an answer for me, and so I just canceled my subscription.
I'm glad you did, Ruby. We're out of time.
There's hope.
Good. There is hope. Bye-bye. Okay. Well, I guess it's Constance Gumby. We have 3 minutes to wrap up the program. Ruby is certainly one of our regular callers, Constance, and she's a good Christian. She's out there at the picketing.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com.
Call the Emergence, and Constance talked here at our conference a few years ago. A wonderful experience just having her here as a guest and getting to know her ever so much better, although we've really known her for a better part of over 20 years. Anyway, of course, we do have a few copies of The Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow. We have her four-tape set, The Aquarian Conspiracy, and the DVD, The Emergence. All available by calling 1-800-544-8927. Then, of course, if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it or get the special with the book, the DVD, and an audio tape that you can listen to over and over again. You need to get the facts down and then learn how to present them to others, because we truly are involved in a spiritual battle. We've got a great new DVD called The Watchers. It goes into UFOs. It goes into cattle mutilations. It goes into alien implants and put over by our ex-good friend Lynn Marzulli. We've got an excellent DVD. It's called The Secret of Oz. It's the story of the monetary system put out by William Still. He does an excellent job. If you don't understand that everything going on today ties into the banking system. In fact, you remember the only time that Jesus ever was violent was when he went into the temple and he drove out the money changers. Well, the money changers now are working in Washington, D.C. They control Barack Obama. The largest contributor to the Obama campaign was Goldman Sachs. And, of course, the largest contributors to Congress are the banks, and then the next largest contributors are the banks' lawyers, and then the next largest contributors are the banks' lobbyists. And suddenly we have the finest politicians money could buy in Washington, D.C. You need to understand the financial situation. We have a little book called The Federal Reserve Conspiracy, written certainly by Professor Sutton before he passed away. We actually have The Creature from Jekyll Island. We've got a book called The Money Creators by Gertrude Coogan, written in 1935. We have a book written in 1899 called The Coming Battle, written by a lawyer at that time, who said that the banks are going to try to take over the government. Ladies and gentlemen, the banks own the government today, and they have created this financial crisis. And they are not loaning money because they want to collapse our economy. And, of course, the other thing is, we could turn things around tomorrow if we had tariffs so we could protect our industry. They don't want to protect American industry. They want our jobs to go overseas, but they can't tell the American people that the banks are tied into this spiritual force that is working towards a one world government, the age-old plan of the ancient secret societies. In fact, we carry a book by that title, The New World Order, The Ancient Plan, or The Plan of Ancient Secret Societies, The Ancient Plan of Secret Societies. And it is an ancient plan, and that's what it's all about. That's The New World Order, The Ancient Plan of Secret Societies, again by our good friend William Still. All of these and so many other things are available from Radio Liberty if you call us at 1-800-544-8927. We have some wonderful music by Newell Oler. We certainly recommend it to you. It's beautiful piano music, restful music, and we play it on our little radio station, and people really all throughout our community enjoy this, and you will too. You get one DVD, a CD, or I think there are five in the set, but it's new, old as music. It's for the people who have everything. And then, of course, you can go to our website. We also have all sorts of tape sets, and we have CD sets, and we have videos, and we have DVDs, and we have books, and we have syllabuses. And the information is there. You need to know. If you want to know how they're destroying the lives of our children, the DVD, Mercury Autism, and the Global Vaccine Agenda, and why is Bill Gates, who is in favor of population control, why does he want to vaccinate all those little children and save their lives? Or is there another agenda? And then, of course, vaccines and brain development with Dr. Russell Blaylock, and my talk, The Specter Haunting America. The Specter Haunting America. And then, of course, please pray for America, pray for revival, but pray for Radio Liberty, for our vision and for our protection. And we'll be back in just a moment at Radio Liberty. This is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And we need to remind you of the views expressed here, and not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Dr. Judith Reisman, who's a good friend, who's written some the most important books on Alfred Kinsey. Now, certainly there's a book written by James Jones, which is very sympathetic to Dr. Kinsey and his pedophilia and his, not his pedophilia. James Jones really couldn't defend the pedophilia, but he could defend all the other terrible things that Kinsey had done. But certainly Judith's books we carry in the past, and we still carry it. Kinsey, Crime and Consequences. And now her latest book, Sexual Sabotage, which we are carrying. We think it's an important book. Judith, why don't you tell our listeners what you have learned? Because you've been studying, certainly, Kinsey, what, pretty close to 20, 30 years?
It gets longer and longer all the time. Yes, indeed. Since 1980, I think we could say, or 76, probably. A long time.
Well, I don't know how you've been able to just maintain your tenacity of really bringing out so much information about him, because he was just such an evil and wicked man, and yet he's, of course, been built up by the controlled media. He is a great hero, and they've made movies about him, and they've written all sorts of books that say he's such a wonderful individual, and yet, of course, the material you have, and I know it's absolutely accurate, shows that he was a charlatan, a fraud, a dishonest. He was just plain evil.
Yes, indeed, Stan, and I think that the reason I have focused, of course, all these years, I had hoped somebody else would just take care of this, you see. I mean, I've done other work as well, as you know. I mean, I have been very concerned about the growing proliferation of pornographic material, and worked for the Department of Justice as principal investigator on a the biggest, the largest research effort ever in the area of quote-unquote soft pornography, and predicted back in 1985 as a result of that research that we were going to have a flood not only of pornography but child sexual abuse, because that was what was coming out of people's consumption of this material. So, I mean, there have been, and, but that was closely linked indeed to Kinsey as well, because, as you know, it turns out Hugh Hefner was a virgin in 1960, read Kinsey, still in 1960 was a virgin, but he read Kinsey in 48, when he read Kinsey's book, Sexual Behavior in the Human Male, and he was a college student and a virgin, that he said, oh my goodness, you know, our parents have been doing all these things, they're all hypocrites, and I will be Kinsey's pamphleteer. So the link up between Kinsey's fraudulent data and the growth of pornography is very direct, because that is, of course, the beginning of widespread pornography in the United States.
But, of course, this has led to the destruction of the American family. Today, one in every, two marriages ends in divorce. 50% of our marriages end in divorce. 40% of our children are born out of wedlock in America. We have more sexually transmitted diseases. Now we've got to come up with vaccines to treat the sexually transmitted diseases that are promoted by the activity that Alfred Kinsey glorified. He encouraged it. There were no consequences. Sex without consequences, you know. Live it up. Do whatever you want to. Well, ladies and gentlemen, there are always consequences. In fact, I drew this book, Crime and Consequences. There are consequences for the crime that Alfred Kinsey promoted. We'll be back in just a moment with Dr. Judith Reisman right here at Radio Liberty. Judith, you go right ahead.
Oh, my. Yes, well, the direct connection between Kinsey and Hefner. Well, Hugh Hefner said, Kinsey will be the scientist. I will be the pamphleteer. I will popularize what it is that he has discovered as a scientist. And he did. And of course, that was why, as we looked at Playboy magazine, we discovered our research for the Department of Justice that, in fact, Playboy had been promoting children as sexual targets, sexual from birth, since its very first year of production, 1954. And then very carefully and very deliberately began with little black and white cartoons of boys, moved to little black and white cartoons of girls in fairy tales, moved by 1978 into full color, full page fairy tales of little girls, you know, Dorothy of the Wizard of Oz being sexually assaulted by her three friends and skipping off, and then from there moved into the display of photographs of children in sexual scenes. But first, they were all outcuts from foreign films, so this is very deliberate, and so we finally ended up with full-page photographs of nude females next to themselves as little girls and so forth. Very deliberate, very brutal. And yes, it absolutely had to produce child sexual abuse as a major increase. And of course now all we're talking about when we talk about pornography, our so-called pornography battlers are battling hardcore illegal pornography and child pornography. So as if that really is the key to doing anything about this problem.
Well, of course, what happens is you read these things, you see the pictures, and they're indelibly imprinted in your mind. And if you're a susceptible individual, why, you'll go right along with this. In fact, I remember there was one of the mass murderers. He killed 30 or 40 women, and he actually, before he was executed, he talked to Dr. Dobson and talked about how the pornography was really the thing that had driven him to doing what he had done.
Yes, and indeed that was the pornography he was describing that he first saw when he was a boy, Ted Bundy, was only Playboy, because that was the only pornography at his age that he could have ever seen in a drugstore, which is what he said, that it was in a drugstore. So, yeah, I mean, and here we are, you know, with the
265 people in the Pentagon.
Hold that thought. We'll be back here in just a moment here. Well, we're Dr. Stan, our guest is Dr. Judith Reisman. We're simply talking about the terribly damaging effect that pornography has on the minds of people and how, really, of course, it gets people who have a proclivity to this. They watch these movies and they watch the pictures, and then they become child abusers. And certainly not everybody who reads a pornographic magazine is going to do this. But some of them do, and this basically everybody knows pornography is wrong. But it becomes addicted. It leads to the destruction of so many marriages. But some of the people, of course, begin to become a mass of rapists and murderers. And there have been several people that we were just talking about. This one gentleman, I've forgotten his name now, but I certainly...
Ted Bundy.
What was his name?
Ted Bundy.
Ted Bundy, he asked to talk to Dr. Dobson before he was to be executed, and he told him it was the pornography that drove him to it. He didn't make any excuses for himself. He was an intelligent individual. He knew what he was doing. But he said every time he'd try to stop, why, of course, the pornography would drive him back to it. And eventually he was executed. But you go ahead.
Well, the point, of course, is that Alfred Kinsey's fraudulent data that he called data, that he released in 1948, 1953, 48 the male and 53 the female. These frauds claimed that children were sexual from birth. They claimed that 10 to 37% of our male population was homosexual, which has been in all the law cases that we've dealt with now. That claim to legalize and normalize both sodomy being taught in the classroom and open homosexuality in the military and so forth, and to gut our marriage laws and so on and so forth. So the role, and the fact that here's a man who claimed that his methodology was so fantastic, and his celebratory people claim that. Look, you're talking about somebody who said that he interviewed 4,441 women, and that not one single female ever really suffered from a rape. Now, come on, Stan, I'm old enough to remember the era, and I know it was certainly much better, but to claim that your methodology is accurate when you claim you interviewed 4,441 women and no one ever suffered from a rape is really unbelievable. That is such fraud. And yet, this is celebrated as great methodology. And there's no end to it. Every time you put your finger down, you come up with more fraud that has changed our laws, changed our lives, caused us to accept no-fault divorce, increased, lowered the age of consent, lowered rape penalties and so forth. I mean, there's no end to it. And the Kinsey Institute still exists in Bloomington, Indiana, still at the Indiana, the university there, and still is getting massive funding from the state, which is then federal-based federal money, and philanthropies like the Ford and Rockefeller Foundation and so forth.
Well, I think it's so important that people understand that Kinsey's fraudulent research, and it was fraudulent research, and they knew it was fraudulent research when the Rockefeller Foundation was funding Alfred Kinsey, and one of the people from the Rockefeller Foundation, one of his statistics, wrote to the Rockefeller Foundation, and this fellow works for the Rockefeller Foundation. He said, Kinsey's a fraud. I mean, his material is wrong, but the Kinsey, pardon me, the Rockefeller Foundation financed Kinsey because there were people there who wanted to destroy the moral fabric of our society. That's what it was all about. And they succeeded. And, of course, back in 1953, the Reese Committee was appointed by Congress. Its job was to investigate the tax-exempt foundation, see what they were doing. And, of course, everything was done to block them from revealing to the public that the Rockefeller Foundation was financing Kinsey and his fraudulent research because they wanted to destroy the moral fabric of our society. It's covered very well in a book called Foundations, Their Power and Influence, which we have kept in print going back, well, I guess 20 years. And that's only one of the maybe few things of importance we've done was to keep that book in print because it is seminal to understand everything going on today. Who funds communism? Who funds Marxism? Who funds globalism? And who funded the effort to destroy the moral fabric of our society? Who funded Kinsey and his fraudulent research? The Rockefeller Foundation. But you go ahead, Judith.
Oh, but I was going to tell you, Stan, that it's because you had that book, The Foundation, that I really began to understand what had happened with the Kinsey research. He was supposed to be investigated along with all the other, Rockefeller money research. And he was the only one that they pulled and they threatened. The Rees Committee, you're the one who exposed me to that information. And I was stunned when I read it in the Foundation.
Well, we help one another, and you've helped me to see things very clearly, and I'm glad that the book Foundations, Their Power and Influence, which we published back in about 1990, and it had been published before by Devin Adair. I talked to the publisher. He was giving copies to the libraries, and people were coming and taking the copies off the shelves. This book was actively suppressed from the time it was published in 1958 until I got it and got the rights to, given the rights to publish it. It's a long story. How that came about, but basically we did publish it. We've kept it in print, and it is now not only printing it, but another friend of mine, Ari. So the copies are available. Foundations, Their Power and Influence, one of the five most important books in my library. But you go ahead, Judith, into the background of what this gentleman did. Actually, they've done a wonderful BBC documentary on it, totally suppressed in the United States. Would you like to talk about that?
I think that's a fascinating story. Yes, I certainly would. A world famous producer director, Tim Tate, who was Amnesty International winner for some of his prior documentaries. I mean, very well known, very respected British filmmaker, called me one day and said he had heard about my Kinsey research and that he wanted to do a documentary on it. And I knew of his work on child sexual abuse and child abuse in general. And so I said, well, yes. He said, you don't know me. I said, oh, indeed I do. I know your work. And, oh, he's British, you know. He said, oh, I think I'm going to have to go have a lie down. Well, anyway, Tim Tate did this brilliant documentary, and it was broadcast all over the United Kingdom, and he was quite sure that there'd be a real battle here to show it here, you know, a bidding war. I said, I really don't think so. Look, Tim Tate is the one who discovered the Nazi pedophile that was working with Kinsey. At the end of my book, you remember, Kinsey Crimes and Consequences, I was trying to figure out where he could have gotten hundreds, if not thousands, of children to sexually assault, to torture around the clock, screaming, crying, writhing children. I was like, where were the parents? Where were the police? And one of the things that I pondered at the end of my book was, well, you know, could these have been some of the children from Hitler Germany? I mean, could that have been possible? Well, Tim Tate followed up on that, and by golly, I got a phone call from him one day, and he said, are you sitting down? He said, we found one of Kinsey's co-conspirators, a man that he helped. And this was a Dr. Fritz von Baljuchek, who was indeed a Gestapo member and an early member of the Hitler organization. And he was in charge of a Polish town and used all the children, the little Jewish children in that town. And those children were told, said one of the newspaper reports, and by the way, people can go to my website and look at the section on the cover-up. This is all there, and the German newspapers are republished there. And the newspaper said he told the children, it will be the smokestack for me. And, of course, they all ended up in the smokestack anyway. So, yes, Kinsey was directly working with a Nazi pedophile. He was supplying him with books. He was urging him to continue. He said, be careful that you're not caught. And the reason we know this is because indeed he was caught. The German police did catch him, and they found his correspondence with Kinsey, and they found the books that Kinsey had been sending him, and he was convicted. He was first suspected of murder of a child, but they couldn't prove that. But they did indeed prove that he had been responsible for sexually assaulting hundreds of children. And that was the one man. Then there was the other that raped 800 children that Kinsey was relying on. And this is the foundation of human sexuality education in the United States and the foundation of all human sexuality sex education curricula in the United States, unless strictly the abstinence material, which we so seldom really get in the classroom.
And, of course, this was passed in the way, well, this is really science because they used a stopwatch. They used a stopwatch, and they said, well, this was science. They used a stopwatch when they were molesting the children.
Yes, indeed. And we found out, Tim Tate also found out, that not only were they, molesting the children, but they were actually, rape. I mean, this was real violence, inflicted on these children. And we should have known that because the youngest was 2 months of age, that Kinsey himself said that these children were screaming, writhing in pain, striking what he called their partner to get away. And yet he called it definite pleasure. When I read that, I thought, this has to be a sadomasochistic pedophile. And I would say publicly now, he absolutely was, I am quite certain, a sadomasochist.
And this is Alfred Kinsey, who's been praised by our scientists. Oh, my goodness, everything was scientific, and it was all fraud. All of his statistics were fraud. And the people of the Rockefeller Foundation knew it. And they financed him anyway because they wanted to destroy the moral fabric of America. You go right ahead.
Well,
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
In these times of falling values, high unemployment, loss of income, and with hyperinflation on its way, we have created a one-ounce silver coin with a cross and the words of John 3:16 on one side and the American Eagle on the other. These coins are mural finished, 0.999 silver. Each of these beautiful coins will always have an earthly store of value, plus the cross with John 3:16 as an eternal value. Go to www.john316coin.com and call 1-877-316-COIN while supplies last. Order these beautiful 1-ounce John 3:16 American Eagle coins today by going to john316coin.com and calling 1-877-316-COIN.
Chiefs of staff, I think the Army, the Marines, the Navy are against the Air Force are against it. The naval officer is going along with it. He's a wimp. He doesn't have the courage to stand up. But I will tell you, most of the people in the Navy are totally against this doing away with "don't ask, don't tell." In fact, they don't think that we ought to have homosexuals or practicing homosexuals in the military. But you see, there are people who want to destroy the military. This is what it's really all about. And nobody's telling the American people. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Our guest is Dr. Judith Reisman, and her book, her latest book, Sexual Sabotage, which we will be carrying. We think it's an important book. Go right ahead, Judith.
Well, you know, Stan, one of the issues in that as well, I mean, we might as well have the women bunking in with the men too, right? I mean, Why not? If the idea is that you know, sex does not raise its ugly head, then we should let the ladies, you know, be bunking in with the fellows too. You know, Ann Coulter did an amazing article just recently on this issue. And, you know, we really need to get the girls out of there, honestly. They're coming back pregnant, a huge number of them, a majority of them as far as I recall. And on top of that, the whole point being, these young women and young men who are being discharged honorably, both as homosexuals and just as females because they're pregnant and so forth, we've paid a fortune to educate them. We've paid a fortune to put them into these situations. They end up putting other people at risk because they don't belong in that kind of environment. And I talk about that to a great extent in my book when I discuss, how did we get to where we are with it? Kinsey created this fraud that 10 to 37% of our males are homosexual at some point or another. He's the one who concocted that thing with the Kinsey scale that is taught throughout the country and has been taught throughout the country. And it's in all of our major legal laws, you know, that have been bringing homosexuality into our society as a normal kind of activity. So this is very destructive. And one of the key things we have to remember, Stan, is like it or not, for goodness sake, these are generally people who have been sexually abused or just without proper parenting as young people, and they have been manipulated and tricked into entering into a death style, not a lifestyle. So there's no kindliness, there's not homophobic to try to protect children. You try to protect girl children and you try to protect boy children from sexual activity with an adult. And of course, Kinsey was for both. Those sexual activity that you talked about when you mentioned the whole issue of the stopwatches, those were all little boys being tortured around the clock using stopwatches. And the defense was that made it scientific.
Well, we live in a world gone mad, and the fact that scientists don't have the courage to speak out, in fact, there are very, very few people besides Dr. Judith Reisman who will come out publicly and say that certainly Alfred Kinsey was a fraud. Certainly there are many, many people who have written books praising him, and of course the University of Indiana has the Kinsey Institute there. They put out a movie a couple of years ago just glorifying this man, Kinsey, as if he was some sort of a saint. Ladies and gentlemen, he was a perverted criminal, a sexual criminal, and of course his real purpose was to destroy the structure of contemporary society. He hated morality, and he hated America, and of course he was closely affiliated with Aleister Crowley, the Satanist. In fact, he went to Thelema, shrine for Crowley over, I believe it's in Sicily. And why would Alfred Kinsey have gone over to, and you'll see the picture there in Judith Reisman's book of Kinsey there with a man named Kenneth Anger, a very close affiliate of Aleister Crowley. Crowley was a Satanist, and yet Kinsey, what was the relationship between Kinsey and Crowley? Do you know, Judith?
Should I wait now?
No, you go right ahead.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, I'm quite certain that Kinsey was corresponding with Crowley and using his data on what he was doing sexually, and that he rushed off to Thelema, to the abbey there, to try to get any kind of letters that were still remaining, any kind of documentation that would implicate Kinsey with Crowley. He did that with his lover, William Boris. He rushed to his house as soon as he was dead to get into his, and broke into the office to get his letters and so forth. That's what people do when they have to cover things up.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Well, our guest is Dr. Judith Reisman, and we're talking about her book, certainly a sexual sabotage. Sexual sabotage. What motivated you to write another book on Kinsey, Judith?
Well, actually, the song that we just heard, "God Bless America." I had grown up during the World War II period, and I knew that Kinsey had defamed and lied and slandered and libeled this generation that had saved America and the West, the rest of the world, from a tyranny, from the domination of Hitler and his forces. We won't go into who paid him. Of course, the Rockefellers were quite involved in that. But the point to my mind was that it turned out that everywhere I went with my first book on Kinsey, I kept hearing the word hypocrite. I kept hearing that really the generation that saved America, that they were just hypocrites, they were sexually promiscuous themselves, they were just hiding behind the religious curtain. And in fact, there was nothing that we were doing today that they were not doing then. And highly promiscuous. And I started, wait a minute, if that generation were doing what we are doing today, then they would have had the 25 venereal diseases that we now have, you know? They would have had the out-of-wedlock pregnancies and the abortions and all that that we have. There would have been the bodies. We could count them. And so I began to realize that the way Kinsey and his disciples, because they are his disciples, anointing disciples, you know, they anointed others like themselves, the way they actually got to destroy this country was by lying and destroying the truth about our
parents, our parents and our great parents, great grandparents, and so forth, the people that fought and died to save this country. And I thought I wanted to redress some of those grievances. I wanted to tell the truth to the American public, to children who thought that their parents were just hypocritical sex perverts like you.
Hold up, Doc. We'll be right back. Our guest is Dr. Judith Reisman. Her latest book, Sexual Sabotage. And, of course, basically Judith said that she wrote her latest book because she wanted, of course, to put to rest what Kinsey was saying about, of course, the greatest generation. They were all lying about the sexual activity. They were all promiscuous. And, of course, it really wasn't true. And as Judith points out so well, if it had been true, we would have been having most of our marriages breaking up like we are today. If it had really been true what Kinsey was saying, why, we would have had, you know, all sorts of sexually transmitted diseases. We didn't. I know when I went to medical school, we had 5 sexual transmitted diseases. Now we have over 20. Well, if Kinsey had been telling the truth, we would have had the evidence of the sexual transmission of disease when I was at practice. Practicing medicine during the early years, doing more or less general practice. We didn't. Kinsey lied about everything. We did not see many children born out of wedlock. We did not see large number of abortions. Well, Kinsey wanted to transform our society and destroy the morality of this country because he wanted to destroy America. He was an evil and wicked man. And so Judith has written her second book, Sexual Sabotage, to expose the lies that Kinsey put forward. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. But before we go on, Judith, why I want you to go ahead and get your website out. How can people get your information? And, of course, we're going to be carrying a book on sexual sabotage, but how can people get your information?
Oh, do go to my website. It's DR. For doctors, Judith, J-U-D-I-T-H, Reisman, R-E-I-S-M-A-N. That's D-R, Judith Reisman, .com. And there's a huge amount of information on there. There are 4 videos that you can download and take a look at, 4 separate documentaries. There's the Kinsey Pedophiles. There's the Table 34 that was produced. There's the Kinsey cover-up and Kinsey Syndrome, which is a new one too, which everybody should see. And the connection between where we are today in terms of sexual abuse of children, in terms of the breakup of our families, and let's remember, by the way, during World War II, abortion was illegal, right? And most people couldn't get contraception unless they were married, and yet we didn't have what we have now. So now we have abortion legal, and we have legal contraception, and yet our rates of venereal disease and out-of-wedlock pregnancies are off the charts. We've had thousands of percent increase in every single sexual dysfunction as Planned Parenthood and CECUS and their satellites go into the classrooms to teach us about sexual education. Now, what's wrong with this picture? They have had access to our children with sex education since roughly the mid-60s, and every measure of sexual dysfunction has increased astronomically.
Well, I think you're absolutely right, and people must understand that this was the plan between Hugh Hefner and Kinsey, and then, of course, the cooperative media, and then the people out there, certainly, who wanted to destroy the moral fabric of our society, and they've done a pretty good job of it. We do not have to allow this. These people are perverts. I mean, they control the media. They encourage homosexuality. Listen to Jay Leno. He's always doing everything he can to make, homosexuality is funny. Homosexuality is a tragedy. And we certainly want to feel very sorry for the people who, many times, I'm sure that they have a problem with their sexual identity because, of course, they were barraged with all sorts of female hormones when they were very young. They've known for many years, of course, that the bisphenol, all of the of material that they put in, and the plastics in baby bottles to make the plastic hard. They've known that, of course, when you heat it up, as you do when you're giving a child their milk, that this is going to release estrogens, and you're going to dose these boys with estrogens when you're, of course, feeding them with a baby bottle. And of course, there's bisphenols in lining so many of our cans, which is one reason why, of course, so many of our men are effeminate today. This is one reason why, of course, so many of our men have a sexual dysfunction. It is because they're being poisoned with bisphenols. They've outlawed it in Canada. But, of course, most Americans don't even know what this is all about because of the degree of control over the media. But certainly to the homosexuals, it's tragic what's happened to them. But do we really want, of course, to let them destroy our society, which this is really all about? And many of the homosexuals, they're very capable, very talented people. But the difficulty is the leadership of the homosexual movement has done everything they could to kill off homosexuals by blocking effective public health measures to control the AIDS epidemic because they don't care about, of course, the other fellow homosexuals. Their real goal is to destroy this country and to create this a real barrier between homosexuals and straights. They know what they're doing. They're trying to create as much animosity as they can. And, of course, unfortunately, they're succeeding. Well, go right ahead, Judith. Once again, our telephone number, if you have a question for Judith, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But this is a vitally important subject because it gets to the very essence of the core of the morality of what was once a Christian nation, America. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think one of the big issues one of the reasons I focus on this still is what happens below the belt will determine your politics. It will determine everything. So as we destroy the moral fiber of the society, what we have is, as we started to talk about, the Pentagon, 265 men found using child pornography on the Pentagon machines. You saw that. The State Department, people there have been involved. Why do we think that our judges are making the kinds of obscene decisions they are making? You destroy the morality of the people of the nation from below the belt, and those decisions will be reflected in your politics. They'll be reflected in your economics. It's going to cost your society billions of dollars. We spend billions and billions of dollars because of the increase in immorality in our society. Who's going to pay for that? And we do have to pay for that. So we come back again to the libel and the slander of the World War II generation, the use of black propaganda, deliberate use of black propaganda to lie about our fathers and our husbands. And then people say to me, well, why didn't they do anything? Well, you know, it's difficult for people to understand. These guys were fighting overseas for years, and they saw their fellow colleagues, their fellow soldiers die, brutal deaths. It was a terrible war, World War II. They came home in 1945, the end of 1945, really. They were still straggling home in 46, and even some in 47 for sure. And these guys were experiencing trauma, the post-traumatic stress, and we know that. All they wanted to do was to build their houses back up again, find their wives, get their families in place, fix the fences and so forth, and get jobs and go to school. They were not able. They thought they won the war overseas, which they did. They won the war overseas. They had no idea that when they came back, they would be fighting a worse war, in some ways a domestic war that would rip their children from them so that their children would grow up believing that their parents were sexual hypocrites, and they then would spin off into the me, sex, drugs, rock and roll, sexual revolution generation. If they thought their parents were liars, if they thought their parents were hypocrites, which is what they were being taught in school at all levels, then how and why would they believe their parents' moral standards?
I agree with you totally, and basically we have such a real problem in America today, and certainly television pushes this sort of thing all the time. I mean, other countries look to America. They used to look to us as, you know, the leader of the world, you know. They all wanted to be like us, and now, of course, we've become the major exporter of pornography. I mean, that is one of the largest things we export from the United States today. Certainly, we're not exporting, well, we export airplanes and pornography, and but certainly, as far as so many of the other things we've already sent, our textile industry, our much of our agriculture, we've sent our steel industry, our automotive industry, our electronic industry. It's all been sent overseas, but of course we keep our pornography industry here, so we'll have something to export. Our number 1-888-24-Liberty, 1-888-24-Liberty, or 464-8295. If you have a question for Dr. Judith Reisman, who certainly has written the definitive books on Alfred Kinsey. Kinsey, Crime and Consequences, we carry that. Her second book, Kinsey, Sexual Sabotage, just Sexual Sabotage is the title, and we're going to carry that as well, because we think this information is vitally important. You must understand, the enemy is not over in a cave in Afghanistan or in Beijing or in Moscow. The enemy is right here, and they're working in our universities to undermine the fabric of our society. And Hugh Hefner and certainly Larry Flint and the others out there publishing pornographic magazines in Sydney, and then the pornography industry. But Hollywood's a big part of this whole problem, isn't it, Judith?
Oh, of course. Hollywood is definitely part of this, a huge part of this problem. Hollywood is so totally controlled by this belief system. You can hardly, you know, the films that are produced, I mean, you struggle. If thank goodness for Ted Baer. Ted Baer has played a huge role in trying to restrain Hollywood and actually to get some good family films produced, and he's accomplished that. But Hollywood as television as well as film are just laden with this with the same belief system that's being promoted everywhere, and the Lady Gaga's and all these sorts of things, the Madonna, you know, if we start talking about music, or if you call it music. And the promotion of the prostitute, the bisexual, transvestite sort of prostitute image that's being promoted in the United States. So it's very difficult to find really decent, good films. And when we do, we better say thank you to Ted Baer for that, because a lot of that is based upon the work that he's done on films and G-rated versus X-rated and versus R-rated films. So people have to be extremely cautious, obviously, about any film that they see, and certainly any film that their children see. And this wasn't always the case. During World War II, we had nothing but outstanding films. Up to the end of the war, it was called the Golden Age of film. Prior to that, you know, we did in the early 1920s, we found that the filmmakers were beginning to do a lot of pornography. But the Catholic Church was very strong and told their people not to go to films until they were cleaned up. And indeed, they did get cleaned up. So I am calling for an investigation of the Kinsey Research, a congressional investigation. We want to get this out on the table, because once you're able to do that, that will expose the entire human sexuality education field for what it is. That would expose Planned Parenthood and CECUS and open them for appropriate action and appropriate treatment.
And then maybe we could do something about the sex education that is being used in the schools to destroy the morality, the embarrassment of our children. Basically, they're raping the soul of the children. They're starting the sex education in kindergarten. Now, how many of you think that's a good idea out there in the audience? Why would they do that? Because they want to destroy the souls of our children. And basically, we've raised children who, you know, who have no moral standards. And when you're having 40% of your children born out of wedlock, you know that something's seriously wrong, and we did not have this before we had the sex education. We did not have the sexual promiscuity before we had the sex education. So certainly the educational system, working right along with the pornographers and the Kinsey Institute, has been very successful in what they set out to do, and that is to destroy the moral fabric of what was once a great nation.
Yeah, well, remember, Hugh Hefner also funded the Kinsey Institute. Hugh Hefner has funded Masters and Johnson. The pornographers have been deeply involved in funding human sexuality education in the schoolrooms because they know, and they are the patrons, they know that their material is going to be, number one, recommended to these children, which Secus has done and Planned Parenthood has done. They have been recommending the children to use pornography to increase their sexual understanding, quote-unquote. So there's been a hand-in-glove activity, and now that hand-in-glove activity includes big pharmacology as they produce vaccines to vaccinate our little children. So children will be sexually active, but they will have, quote-unquote, protective vaccines in place. So that was the Hep B vaccine in 1992. That was inflicted on little newborn babies who have no immune system. Am I correct, Dr. Stan?
That's right. And the vaccine doesn't do any good at all because they can't really harm us. Their immune system doesn't come on until about 6 months of age. But it does begin to undermine their whole immune system. This is destructive. Mm-hmm. And, of course, it affects their eventual fertility. The mercury in the hepatitis B vaccine initially was toxic. They've taken it out of the Hep B vaccine. But the whole process of mobilizing the immune system in its child that age does nothing but damage their immune system, and they know that it does absolutely no good. There's no justification for it other than it's a very expensive means of funneling money into the vaccine companies, but certainly has no medical benefit for our children, and they know that. It's simply they're using the power of government to funnel money to the vaccine manufacturers. That's criminal. But when you have the finest politicians and finest bureaucrats money could buy, why should you be surprised?
Well, yeah, and I would add they know it, but it not only does no good in terms of protection or whatever, what it does is, of course, it harms, dramatically harms the immune system of these little babies. And most parents, when they're, they have this little newborn baby, and the nurse walks in and she says, and she doesn't know, you know, she walks into the room and she says, okay, it's time for little Johnny or little Janie's vaccine. And mommy and daddy are standing there, and the nurse picks up this baby, this newborn infant, this neonate, and takes it off. And it is going to now be assaulted, not just with quote unquote vaccines that are supposed to be normal for children's diseases, but the baby will be assaulted with the HPV, which is a venereal disease for these little darlings. To protect them? No. So the heart and the, you know, their immune system is not even working. Their organs are in no way prepared to handle that kind of an insult to their body.
Well, because they don't get the human papillomavirus till they're maybe 10 or 11, somewhere in there.
Right.
There's no
reason then they start hitting with HPV.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment. Our guest, Dr. Judith Reisman. Judith, you got 3 minutes to wrap up the program.
Well, okay. And, it was Hep B that they get, originally.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com. 1-800-SPECIAL.
During her book, Sexual Sabotage, that's Sexual Sabotage, we have a four-tape set of my interviews with Judith and others. It's simply a four-tape set on Kinsey. It's interviews with Dr. James Jones, who wrote the biography of Kinsey. Very, very favorable. And the only point is, when we finally came to the end of the interview, I asked him, well, how do you defend Kinsey and his use of pedophiles to torture the children? And poor old Dr. Jones found that he really couldn't justify that. He had to sort of back away, but he approved of it, the homosexuality and all the things that Kinsey had done. But when it came to pedophilia, he had to admit that maybe that was beyond the pale. So we've got a great four-tape set. You'll not find things like this any other place. So the two books and the four-tape set are available from Radio Liberty by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We carry the book, Foundations, Their Power and Influence. Goes into what the great tax-exempt foundations, Rockefeller, Ford, Carnegie, are doing. And, of course, they're destroying our nation. That was always the purpose behind them, because the Rockefellers, Andrew Carnegie, and Henry Ford were all involved in the occult. And when you really understand that, you can understand why they set out to destroy the moral fabric of our society, because the Ford Foundation today is funding all sorts of Marxist and communist activities, including illegal immigration. It doesn't covered in this book, because it was written in 1958, but you'll find that the Ford and Carnegie and Rockefeller Foundation were funding communism and Marxism, and they were funding the communist takeover of China. They were largely instrumental in influencing State Department policy, saying that Mao Tse-tung, the leader of the Communist Party, the brutal dictator, he wasn't a communist at all. He was just an agrarian reformer. And the Great Tax Exempt Foundation spent millions of dollars deceiving the American people. And it was responsible for bringing communism to Eastern Europe, and communism, of course, to China. And this is a story that has never been told. The book has been suppressed. Foundations of Their Power and Influence, must reading if you want to understand what's going on. As I said, one of the five most important books in my library, the books are, of course, The Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow, Foundations, Their Power and Influence, Fire in the Minds of Men, Professor Quigley's Tragedy and Hope in his book, The Anglo-American Establishment. We carry all of them. We think that they're vitally important. They're available by calling 1-800-544-8927. Now, we do hope, of course, many of you out there will give serious consideration to Christmas presents, perhaps giving people copies of my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. Certainly we have some wonderful music. That's Newell Oler's music, wonderful restful music. It's a little different than a lot of things we talk about. But you need to get away from all the dark things that we talk about. Newell Oler's music will really be a wonderful, wonderful thing to have in the Christmas season. It brings joy and happiness. And there's, I think, about five CDs. You can get them individually or together. Newell Oler's music, and you can even get a little trial of some of the music if you'd like. We'll send you a CD if you ask for it that has just samples of all of it, and hopefully you'll want to get it all together. And then, of course, we do now have the CDs for the five talks that were given at the conference. They're available, and you can get them individually or get them together by calling 1-800-544-8927. That's the CDs for the conference that was held here in October, Radio Liberty Conference. We do have that great new DVD, The Watchers, Going to the Supernatural, the cattle mutilations, the UFOs, the alien implants, and then we have the DVD, The Secret of Oz. They're all available, so many things available at Radio Liberty. Go to our website, radioliberty.com. You can listen to our programs there 9 hours a day if you want to, with all sorts of means, MP3, iPod, and then, of course, pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and protection.
Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer. God bless
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. Thank you for joining us today. It is cold, wherever you are, I think. Talking to Pastor Butch the other day, and he has 2 feet of snow, and they were waiting on the third foot in West Virginia. Not so here, though. We don't have snow, but it is really cold, I'm sure, just about everywhere. But welcome to the Power Hour today. It's the 8th of December, 2010. So glad to have you along with us today. So glad to have you willing to step outside that cage and see what is out there, or what we can do to change the world we live in. And I'll tell you what, it's a very large job, a very large job. Just to let you know what we're going to be doing today, in the second hour, we're going to be talking with Perrier about play. Those of you who have never heard about play, you want to stay tuned. For those of you who have heard about it but want a reminder on how to use this most important item that we have been given, then stay tuned to the program. Because calcium bentonite clay is one of the greatest items you can have in your armament, if you will. And believe me, we use it a lot here at the Power Hour. In the third hour, an adult-only program. Again, listeners, I want to remind you of that. And I also want to give the disclaimer that if you don't want to hear some things that you don't want to hear about what people do in the real world, then you need to tune out. Go somewhere else for this third hour, because our guest is going to be Robert Merritt, again, Watergate exposed. He was a hitman for the U.S. government, and you're going to be hearing things today you probably didn't even realize went on, and I am not going to say any more than that. You need to tune in to the third hour of the program today for Robert Merritt. He was on with Douglas Caddy last week. They were both involved in the Watergate incident in indirect ways or direct ways. And Douglas Caddy, who was the attorney for the Watergate 7, well, Robert Merritt was the hitman that was supposed to kill Douglas Caddy when he changed his mind. But it's going to be more than that. We're going to get into COINTELPRO today because Robert Merritt is one of the last probably living people willing to tell and talk about COINTELPRO because he was directly involved in COINTELPRO.